USA News. I'm Corey Myers. President Biden will be leaving the G7 summit early today, returning to the White House to continue negotiations on raising the debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned a U.S. default could happen as soon as June 1st if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the immigrant crisis is desperate in her state. The Democrat now suggesting temporarily housing migrants at New York State and New York City college campuses this summer. While speaking in Rochester last night, Hochul said that we're looking at all locations. She added the state has over 71,000 asylum seekers and more are arriving. It's another year without a Triple Crown winner.
That's because National Treasure with John Velasquez up rode to the finish line first at the Preakness on Saturday. Derby winner and favorite Mage came in third. The day was filled with highs and lows for Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, who watched another in his stable having a meltdown get injured in an earlier race. The horse was euthanized.
Losing that horse today really hurt, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. Got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
Audio from NBC Sports. It's Baffert's eighth Preakness win. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Minnesota will be the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. Yesterday, the state Senate gave its final stamp of approval on legislation that would allow adults over 21 to carry up to 2 ounces of pot in public and possess 2 pounds at home. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
It's now the 20th day of the Writers Guild of America strike.
Writers Guild of America members are still picketing outside movie and TV studios in Los Angeles. Picket lines are up outside Paramount, Disney, Universal Studios, and Warner Brothers. The strike began after the WGA contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired back on May 2nd. Union members have a number of objectives. They're looking for more money and more job security. The threat from the rise of artificial intelligence is a particular concern.
The latest installment in the Fast and the Furious franchise dominating the box office this weekend. Fast X made $28 million during its debut and is expected to make up to $67 million domestically over the weekend. Beyonce and Jay-Z just set a record with their $200 million purchase of a mansion in Malibu. It's the most expensive home ever sold in California and the second most expensive real estate deal in the country. The 8-acre concrete compound was designed by famed Japanese architect Tadao Ando. The couple is said to have gotten a deal on the 40,000-square-foot home. It was originally listed at $295 million. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.